Someone asked me, why do you always say you have to let your dreams die and let go of your dreams? Well, I'm not saying let go of the hope of your dream, but the power of your dream to make it come to pass. Because when you settle, you say, God, this is where I'm at today. I got this much money. I'm doing this much as far as my calling. You're using me this much. This is where I'm at today. And you say, Father, if this is all you ever have for me, my whole life, then I'm content to be where you have me. See, when you let go of your dream, what you're letting go of is your right to make it come to pass and the dream's power to satisfy you. Because He does not want your dream satisfying you. He does not want your ministry satisfying you. He does not want your finances to satisfy you. He does not want raising the dead or casting out devils or healing blind eyes to satisfy you. He does not want depositing $1 million into a ministry to satisfy you. He does not want that to satisfy you because He wants to satisfy you. He wants to be everything to you. And as we walk this out, don't give up that hope. Don't let go of it. Because there may be days that you don't see anything. I watched when I was young in ministry. I watched many people pursue their calling. And some of them were good enough to really do a good job. Most of them were not. And they ran off, and they did good for a while. Some of them did good for a couple years. One of them did really good for about 10 years. He had a big ministry as far as his income, busyness of ministries, traveling, preaching all over. And then it just disappeared. You live in the Bible Belt. You know how many preachers are running around who have a desire to be in full-time ministry? Running around and God's not picking them? I watch so many shoot up and then shoot down. But while they're shooting up, I would be comparing myself to them. God, why haven't you done this for me? Why them, not me? I'm thankful now. God doesn't shoot stars up in heaven and make them fall down. He goes real slow. And if you go with Him and walk with Him, don't look at your struggles. Don't look at what you don't have. Don't look at what you're going through, and don't give up the hope that what He told you when He joined you, when He met you at that place, when He met with me and demanded that I submit to a path of mortification, not a path of ministry, not a path of calling, not a path of money, not a path of anointing, a path of mortification. And when I agreed to Him in my bedroom all those years ago, it's like we got married to a path of mortification. And I don't have to wake up every day and go, are we still married? I don't feel you. You promised me I was going to do this. You gave me these dreams and visions. You had these guys prophesy to me. Now there's nothing. Yes, there is. One more day. Get up and do it again. And your heart can start to say, well, there's another way. I can just fix it with this. And you know that if you do it, you're violating something. You wake up the next day. What do I have? Trouble, struggles. It's not Him. He didn't pick those struggles for you. But the devil's trying to get you. He's not trying to bother you. He's not trying to harass you. He's not trying to be ugly with you. He's trying to discourage you to stop obeying God. Because you lose the hope. If I don't take this opportunity right now, there may not be another opportunity. We don't make decisions by opportunity. You must, I believe, to finish our course, we must keep our heart on the moment we agreed to follow Him and say, He is faithful and He will finish what He started. I'm just along for the ride. So do this with me, if you would, just as we close. And it may seem sometimes that we're, at least me, beating the bush, the same bush, just from different angles. We have to make it through this. There's revival for us. For you. You're not a little part. You're an equal part. So Father, we just open up our hearts to you tonight. We know that we're onto something beautiful and pure. We know it. Without being poisoned by man's opinions or man's agendas or man's doctrine. So Father, we hold on to the hope that as I obey you and do what you've asked me to do, that we're going somewhere. It's not a dead end. There's a finish line. Father, if we don't have anything else, if you never bless us with anything else, we're happy where you have us. I don't have to have one more thing to prove that you're faithful. You've already been faithful. But I know you're faithful to get me as I follow you across that finish line. So Lord, we receive your grace as our strength today. You're our strength, you're our hope, you're our courage. It's all you. Help us to pay the price to yield over to you and to walk in who you already made us. And let me just say this, that there is a real presence to help with discouragement. And here's the way I'm hearing it. It's not just to wash away discouragement, it's also to bring victory in certain areas. And the attacks of the enemy, the personal attacks, the destruction. There's a grace here to wash away and to bring victory. So Father, we receive that. We're not going to quit. Thank you, Father. There's a determination in him today to guide us along, to keep going, to not pull back, to don't change course. I don't want to say an urgency. It's not an urgency, but it's a determination. He's not just talking here in Tulsa. He's talking everywhere. Because I see that again. I see those anointings, unearned. Authority, unearned. Coming to his body. Prosperity, unearned. I'll say it this way. For those who are ready to receive, who have spent so much time preparing to receive, And as I'm saying this, I'm seeing all around the world, not just here, and I don't know how he does it. I don't know. I'm just telling you what I'm seeing. Raindrops falling. And each raindrop holds an anointing that's going to fall on someone. Holds an authority for an area. Holds an avenue of prosperity that's unearned. Don't look at what you have. Trust that he's bringing something for you. Father, it's all in you. You're all we got. We're hopeless without you. We're helpless without you. We just receive your strength. Grace to overcome. Your mercy, your gentleness. We receive you now, Father. And every day, we won't question if you're still with us. We know you are. The devil's a liar. He's defeated. We will not listen to him. Thank you, Father. There's no one like you. I didn't make you like anyone else. You're born of me. I have made you. And I will finish you. Complete you. There's no one else like you. Trust me. Walk with me. Let me mold you and shape you. We'll do this together. Please, just a few more minutes. Let's just worship for a few moments. We won't take long. Don't click out. Don't let your mind shift. Take a few moments with us and let's worship him for a few moments. Child, the Father. Clay to the potter. In your times of struggle, in your times of fight, those are the moments I desire intimacy with you. So I can tell you I'm here. So I can whisper in your ear, you're not alone. You're not going through this alone. This is my desire to walk with you, to be with you, to fellowship with you. Please. Don't be alone in this. You're not alone. Go ahead.
Tasted and seen of the sweetest song. shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcomed here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory.
No shortcuts. Thank you, Father. We don't want a shortcut. We want something real, authentic, that won't leave, that won't go away, that won't be destroyed. Won't be taken from us, so we won't lose. Forgive us, forgive me for pride. Forgive me, Father. Forgive me for complaining, for accepting fear. Tonight I'm recommitting myself to Him, to trust in Him. I want the high call. With Your help, Father, I can do it. I can finish this course. Forgive me for getting cold or mechanical. It's You that I've always wanted.
Tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, when my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence glory. God is what our hearts long.
Being real blessed myself up here. I'll have them sing just a little bit longer. You're free to go if you'd like. Just go quietly if you would, and we'll just have them play just a little bit longer. It feels good to me. I'm enjoying it, so.
To be overcome
by your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcomed here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Overwhelm us with your presence. Your glory, God, experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence alone. Tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence alone. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone.
If you came specifically for prayer, I don't want to leave you out tonight. We'll just stay in His presence for a little bit longer. But if you came for prayer, something specific, then now would be the time to come, and I'll be happy to pray with you real quick.